If you just give your reaction first to the disappointing defeat.
It is a disappointing defeat. I think it's been a pretty similar story to what's gone on the tournament so far. Battis just didn't do the job or have enough on the board there. And, too disappointed of how we went about it. I think there's a lot of intent there, but we just fell away again. It's probably similar to a lot of games if you look at it. And I haven't obviously looked at stats or anything on paper, but I think that there's probably four or five overs there again where we've scored probably less than four off them, and that kills you in this format. So that stops you from getting up to what is a competitive or par score to a winning total.
What do you reckon's going wrong with the batting? I mean, it's been our conditions. It just seems to be deja vu.
Yeah, I'd say our conditions. Yeah, the pitches have been slower, and I think the pitch got a bit tired up in Stormont. So I think we've got to be good enough to adapt to what's come in front of us. I wouldn't blame too much on the pitches. I think potentially after the group stages we were slightly tentative. I wouldn't say that about the last two games. I think the Jersey game and this game, I don't think that was there at all. Any tentativeness, and played with freedom. But again, it's just those overs that kill you. If you have a good over and come out of that good over and you either lose a wicket in the next one or you only score four or less than five off it, then that's what's killing us at the minute. And I think if you look through our innings, that's pretty much what has happened, because that 139 quite easily turns into 145 with extra 16 runs. You can find those anywhere in this format, and that probably is close to a winning total there today.
What was the story about Paul Sternan?
I think, I don't know for definite, I think he had a bit of a niggle with his calf. He picked it up when he was batting, so I don't know the extent of that. He was ruled out pretty quickly after he came off of the bat, so it was obviously disappointing, because I think his overs would have been very useful there as well.
And was Niall ruled out by injury or just a selection thing?
No, that was selection, that was past fit.
Bit of a surprise, I suppose, with his experience and, you know, hitting... Well, some of the other ones down the order.
No, I think that obviously if he plays, he goes in the role where he was and as up top. And I think that's the best top six we could have put out there, top seven, and the way we went out there and played. So it is what it is. You could go in another way. We played around with it for the first few games and got this stage where that was what we felt was our best side. Obviously, not be missing out in the last two games before that. I think. It was unfortunate, but it is what it is, and that's what we felt was our best top six today.
Were you happy with the squad that the selectors gave you?
Yeah, look, the selectors gave us a squad that we had, and I wasn't involved in those conversations, so they were happy with the 15 that we had. So
are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Whatever they picked their best 15, and they give it to me, and I'll pick an 11.
But Niall O'Brien, like, he was he could be useful today with number 6, couldn't he? Obviously, or number 7 even.
And Nooner's probably been the best player we've had, batter we've had in this comp, and the way he was striking, so he had to get in. Look, obviously, Nobby could have played, and coming in lower down the order, I don't think he's necessarily as effective. It comes down to the last few. But if he plays, he bats in your top order, and I think that no matter who plays there or who's selected, I think that we're good enough to do a job, and we haven't done that. So, yeah, we've let ourselves down with the bat. I don't think you pick any of our top 6 or top 5 there. It's got to do the job, and I don't think we set up any kind of a platform. Obviously, Kev struck it pretty well today, and it was nice to see him back striking the way he can, but we got to be doing that around him. And I don't think we're in a bad striking position. I think we're 70 off for 2 after about 11, so it's not like we played badly up until that, but we just lost wickets, and the overs we did lose wickets in, we didn't score enough runs off, and that built pressure for the next over, and that just kind of filtered down through.
You were 107 for 4 off 16, so that was a perfect platform for that.
Yeah, so I would have liked that to be an over less as well, in an ideal scenario. And again, when you lose a couple of wickets there and lads come in, it's sometimes it's hard to get going, and another day you do. And we just like that little cameo that we haven't really had throughout this comp, barring Mooner's coming down the back end, really.
And George, once again, didn't really do it today.
Yeah, look, whether he did or didn't, couldn't have bowled that 17th over, I think it was.
Yeah.
Could have gone to Tomo then, wasn't in the game. Docker's bowled a decent enough over before, and it's one of those, I think. Anyone could have gone. He's a bit unlucky with the two that Peter Bourne got away, but obviously it's a good strike from McDowell there as well. It's probably maybe could have gone to see him. It might have been slightly harder to hit for the lads coming in, but again, that was my call. So I thought the way he bowled that last over, he could have done a good job there and even picked up a wicket. So yeah, in hindsight, it's a wonderful thing. Like, but it probably could have gone Tom.
Turned out a big miss, obviously, as well with the ball.
Yeah, I think he'd been very effective on that pitch, and that was disappointing. So yeah, it's unfortunate because I think his four overs could have been very useful the way conditions were.
Is it time, maybe not for recriminations, but you look at the Netherlands team and how they've gone about, you know, scouring the country. We could do the same, but providing homegrown players. Is it something you feel we should be doing, or are you happy the way we?
Not at all. I think I'm very happy with where we're at and how things are going. With, you look at even Craig Young bursting on here, he didn't get the opportunity in the World Cup. He's come on. Peter Chase has been injured. You got him sitting in the sidelines. Obviously, Maxi's South African born, Martin Icegear, he's sitting there as well. Like, we've got pace there as well. TK coming into this competition, I think what he's done domestic T20 as well, and he's young, skinny bowler. I think that he's going to be very effective. So I think we've got the players here. We just need to keep giving them enough experience, and I think we wouldn't be having these conversations necessarily if we were to put the runs on the board throughout the competition. I'm not talking, I don't think it was a, we almost played pretty 160, 170 cricket, where it was 140 was a winning total and a lot of pitches. And even today, if we had 140, 145, I think that would have been. So it's just a matter of minimising those dots, and it would be completely different conversations as far as I'm concerned. So as far as the bowling's gone, I wouldn't fault anyone at all. I think that the batter's got to hold their hands up.
Yeah, the dots were your other problem. We had 54 dots today, which is 9 overs.
Yeah, look, I'm not sure many of those in the first six, but if you take out what's in the first six, I think that's a different story, because it's dot boundary kind of situation. But 19 so you take that away and you're looking 36, there's still a lot of overs, a lot of balls throughout the middle period, which, look, there's going to be dots, but I think that you got to minimise that, and that's got to be down a lot lower. You've got to be taking at least 2 overs off that, which is 12 runs minimum. Yeah. So if you do that, then you are looking at your 140 plus on these pitches. That is very competitive with not winning
score. Only Sterling and Brent Kemp went to more run a ball throughout the innings.
Yeah, like, I think that Wilson and Babel started to rebuild the platform there. Yeah. And we just, again, once we lose that wicket, then it just can put a bit of pressure on. But then Kevy had the big over, I think he had 12 in his first over, his first 6 balls were for 12 off the spinner. And then we followed that up, I think there was maybe 4 or 5 runs off it from the next over from the seamer came in from the far end. So that's what's killing us, is the follow up over, not necessarily that. And that's the intent we want lads in freedom, that we want them to come in and play with, the way Kevy came in and got 12 of his first over and be able to do that throughout the innings. But just those overs are not killed us today, but throughout the competition they have done with the bat.